I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A rural broadband expert says the Trump administration's recent executive order to expedite connectivity is a good first step to take, even if it means communities have only one provider. Shirley Bloomfield has been the head of the National Rural Broadband Association for 8 years. Speaking via Skype, she says competition can't come before access.
Let's focus on making sure people get connected first and that folks can build up further into their networks and farther away from, you know, what might be their little hub or their little town into some of the more outlying areas before we start worrying about trying to create an uneconomic path to create competition in those same markets.
Federal figures show 39% of rural America is without broadband. Bloomfield says expanding rural broadband is key for things like telemedicine so that people who don't live close to major medical centers can get help. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced recently it's giving out more than 70 grants in states like Colorado to invest in things like telemedicine programs. Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn is trying to stop the closure of a small Air Force squadron that flies generals and classified cargo in two Lear jets. Lawmakers were blindsided by Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson's plans to close Peterson Air Force Base's 200th Airlift Squadron by June in order to save $10 million. It's the only unit west of the Mississippi designed to fly what the military calls distinguished visitors, or DVs. The number of them at Colorado Springs' five military bases is second only to those at Andrews Air Force Base. Lamborn says it doesn't make sense to force the squadron's 17 Colorado National Guard pilots out when the Air Force is struggling with a pilot shortage. Wilson says they could instead fly F-16s for the Aurora's 140th Fighter Wing. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.